With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his plan to seize Gaza City will involve displacing the population and taking control of the entire strip. And that plan is getting a thumbs up from a leading intelligence expert. Correspondent Bob Agnew has the story.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer says occupation may be the only way to end the war.
In such a way to end the threat of terrorism.
But he admits it would likely spell doom for the hostages.
You may never see the live ones again.
As for European leaders who think peace will come via a two-state solution to appease Hamas.
They are a terrorist organization. They're savages. I hate to be that blunt about it, but that's what it is. And unfortunately, you have these Western nations somehow believing they're the good guys.
Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, President Trump says both Russia and Ukraine will have to give up some land to end the war. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ahead of Friday's meeting with Russian President Putin in Alaska, the president said
there'll be some land swapping going on.
And he took issue with Ukrainian President Zelensky's objections to giving up land for peace.
To the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff.
The president said he could know within 2 minutes of meeting with Putin whether progress was possible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Maine cannot enforce a voter-approved foreign election interference law that a federal appeals court says likely violates the Constitution by limiting political donations. Now, voters in that state approved a referendum banning foreign governments and companies with 5% or more foreign government ownership from actually donating to state referendum races. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are basically split when it comes to politics and commerce.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults whether it's important for the companies that they buy from to make statements on the political and social issues of the day. 50% say yes, it's important. 50% say no, it's not. Black people, Hispanics, and Asians like businesses to take a stand at a ratio of about 2-1, while a majority of white people, 57%, say they'd rather companies just stay out of it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Historic synagogue in Odessa, Ukraine, badly damaged by Russian airstrikes. Synagogue was built in 1898 but has not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues and churches across the country. This is SRN News. Australia, the latest country to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia couldn't keep waiting for the end of a peace process that's ground to a halt before recognizing a Palestinian state.
We made clear we would recognize Palestine when it would best contribute momentum to peace. September is that time.
Wong adds, Australia's government has also criticised plans announced in recent days by Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu for a sweeping new military offensive in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Colombia, a senator and presidential hopeful has died after he was shot at a political rally 2 months ago. 39-year-old Miguel Urabi was shot 3 times while giving a campaign speech. He had been in intensive care since that attack. More details at srnnews.com.